Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, November 15th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, with absentee voting skyrocketing since voter approved a ballot proposal last year allowing for expansion, clerks across Michigan are worrying about counting ballots next year when a record turnout is expected for the presidential race. Two, three Indiana judges have been suspended without pay for their involvement in a shooting during a drunken brawl outside a White Castle restaurant in May. Yes, that's a real story. I'm just not sure why anyone would fight when eating at one of the finest restaurants in the country. And number one, the House Ethics Committee has released a trove of internal campaign communications sent in 2018 by Michigan Democrat Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, in which she urgently requested money from her congressional campaign to defray personal expenses, and a government watchdog said possibly violated federal law in the process. More on that in just a few moments. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Friday, November 15th, across the great state of Michigan. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk to the Steve Gruber Show audience. More at stevegruber.com, of course. Content, giveaways, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. And I'm three followers away from 2,200 followers, a totally random round number. So maybe I'll get that this morning. Who knows? At Scott Bertram on Twitter. Fred Gedrich coming up in this hour. Why make U.S. and NATO military installations depend on Russian fuel supplies? Foreign policy and national security analyst Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District will be with us coming up in a little bit, too. We'll talk impeachment, of course, but you know, Governor Whitmer yesterday announcing a plan to cut opioid deaths in half. And the congressman is questioning why, if that's the case, she would shut down construction of an opioid recovery home in his district. We'll ask him about that as well as impeachment coming up a little bit later on in the hour. I sit here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what we do here at Hillsdale, well, hillsdale.edu. Hillsdale.edu. Maybe remind you once every time I fill in, you know, Hillsdale College does not take a penny of federal or state funding. Zero, zip, nada, nothing. Which means we rely on our friends and donors to help support the college. That's the way we operate here. Gives us the freedom to do things the way we want to do things. We're not beholden. If you take money from the government, there's always strings attached, many strings attached. We don't do that, so we don't have those strings. But again, if you look through our course book, you'll see page after page after page of privately funded grants and scholarships available for our students. Because again, our students also can't take federal student loans. So we do all we can to keep the tuition rate low. I don't set that rate, so I'm just saying. I've seen it. It's not as high as many other schools, I can tell you that much. And, of course, we rely on the help of friends and donors to also help. Hillsdale.edu, Hillsdale.edu. I run the student radio station here. I'm the general manager. Teach in the journalism department as well. Host the college's podcast, The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which also is a weekend radio show heard on many of these fine stations that I am on right now, and also host the Hillsdale Classical Education Podcast as well, which you can find those at SoundCloud, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, all those fine places podcasts can be found. Story breaking last night, the House Ethics Committee releasing internal campaign communications sent by Michigan's Rashida Tlaib, in which she urgently requested money from her congressional campaign to defray personal expenses. A government watchdog says that possibly violated federal law. The document dumped yesterday related to the committee's ongoing ethics probe into Tlaib, which the panel said on Thursday would be expanded based on a referral from the Office of Congressional Ethics. Additionally, the Ethics Committee acknowledged for the first time on Thursday an investigation into Florida Democratic Representative Elsie Hastings concerning a personal relationship with an individual employed in his congressional office. And, of course, we were all told that it was only a problem because Katie Hill was a female. That's why she was targeted in California and she later resigned. Well, No. Elsie Hastings also being investigated now. Now, back to Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan. Texts and emails released by the Ethics Committee show she was frantically contacting members of her staff for financial help. Fox News story here. In one April 2018 email offered as an exhibit by OCE, Tlaib wrote that she was, quote, struggling financially right now and was sinking. She continued, quote, so I was thinking the campaign could loan me money. But Ryan said the committee could actually pay me. I was thinking a one-time payment of $5,000. In another email, April 4th, 2018, she wrote, I'm just not going to make it through the campaign without a stipend. With the loss of a second income to lean back on, I am requesting $2,000 per 2 weeks, but not exceeding $12,000. The cost of living stipend is going toward much-needed expenses due to campaigning that includes car maintenance, child care, and other necessities. Please let me know if I can proceed. In August of 2008, Tlaib texted her future chief of staff, Ryan Anderson, at 6:38 a.m. Quote, sorry for the early text, but do you think the campaign can still pay me a stipend until the general trying to get out of debt? Anderson responded, I think we definitely afford to do so, can't afford to do so, but we need to really clearly define your time and space, noting the arrangement could arouse concern among the media. The Office of Congressional Ethics also attached scans of checks made out to Rashida Tlaib from her campaign totaling thousands of dollars. And I don't know if the total amount, I saw the total amount last night, but I don't see it in the story, and I don't want to quote you a wrong figure. But it was five figures. That much I remember. Her lawyers said in August there was no evidence she violated the law on purpose or otherwise and insisted there were no bad intentions. They noted the FEC regulations permit campaigns to pay limited salaries to candidates who curtail outside employment to focus on their campaigns in certain limited conditions that, lawyers said, were met in this instance. If Rashida Tlaib converted campaign funds from her congressional campaign for personal use, or if her campaign committee expended funds that were not attributable to bona fide campaign or political purposes, then Tlaib may have violated House rules, standards of conduct, and federal law. Now, if I'm not mistaken, she is now the third member of the squad to be under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. I think AOC, and I thought one of the other two also. I don't have that at my fingertips, but I thought this makes three. So, in addition to, you know, making Michigan proud with her style of representation in Congress, we now have Rashida Tlaib under investigation, and the emails and canceled checks to prove at least some of the allegations are worth digging into. FoxNews.com has the story. It's all over the place this morning as well. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This right here is the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit KnowHowToGo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education,